Hello, it is lovely to be here for Book Club again. My name is Andrew Popel, and you can catch me every week talking books with just incredible Australian authors on Final Draft, but today it's my special day to speak to you about something that I've been enjoying and that I hope you're going to enjoy too. Now, James O'Loughlin is a comedian, a television and radio host. You might know him from such shows as The New Inventors, but James is also the author of 10 books, including 6 novels for children. But there's more. James was also a lawyer in a former life, and he has segued that experience into his new novel, our book club for this week, Criminals. It seems like just another day. Sarah's doing bar work at the club. It's a nice, normal job while she's on stress leave from her job in the police force. She's tending bar when a man walks into the club with a shotgun. Mary is just trying to enjoy a quiet drink. She's always enjoying a quiet drink these days and doesn't appreciate the loud man in the balaclava interrupting her reverie. Day drinking isn't exactly a long-term plan, though, and so Mary decides to do something foolish. And poor Dean. He can't understand why everyone won't just get down on the ground and give him the money. He needs this, and one big score could set him up for a while. In one brief flurry of activity, criminals throw Sarah, Dean, and Mary's lives together and sets them on a path to explore what it means to be a criminal and how life is more than a simple matter of black and white. Through each of his main characters, James O'Loughlin explores some fundamental ideas about crime and criminality. Sarah has always wanted to be a cop. Her single dad is her idol, a lifetime police officer. She's looked up to him and all he represents. But Sarah's also been disillusioned by her time on the force and is starting to wonder if following the letter of the law is the best way to understand people. Dean went to school with Sarah, and it's an uncomfortable fact as he holds a shotgun in her direction, but it also gets him thinking. He wasn't always a junkie burglar waiting to graduate to armed robbery. At school, Dean was a footy star, but he relied on making it to first grade, and when that didn't happen, he was lost. Drugs and petty crime helped Dean escape until they became the thing he has to escape from. Is it possible, though, that there is more to his life, and can he choose a different path before it's too late? And Mary's our dark horse. She seems to have it all in a middle-class suburban life. So why does she stand in front of the man holding a gun, daring him? Mary's struggling to make sense of her life and is starting to think that these men robbing the club with such abandon know more about how to live, and maybe she could borrow a leaf from their book. Criminals follows this ensemble cast through the aftermath of the robbery and into their lives such as they are. Questions of right and wrong loom large in each of their pasts, and O'Loughlin challenges us to sort through our ideas of crime and criminality to understand how we live with these categories or when these categories are not so clear-cut. The novel explores mental health and the way that it can shape, even steer lives, and the consequences of not getting help. It's a surprisingly nuanced look at a heavily scrutinized area, and while no one book could pretend to have an answer, Criminal shows us that the conversation is essential and one that we all must have. Criminals is it's really pacey. It finds this incredible balance between its action and the introspection of its protagonists. It looks at social issues, but it doesn't bang us over the head with them. And while each of their characters are perhaps miles from the lived experience of the reader, the novel brings us so well into their lives, it makes us appreciate that they are more than their apparent stereotype might reveal. So that is James O'Loughlin's Criminals. I touched on a few issues, including mental health and the difficulty finding help. And if that is something that you are struggling with, you can get in touch with Lifeline on 131114. Do look after yourself. I hope you're finding some incredible books to enjoy. My name is Andrew Popel. I will be back next week on Tuesday with more Book Club and Wednesday night, Saturday morning, with more Final Draft. Till then, happy reading. Bye for now.